I started telling people in Louisville that the Dalai Lama is coming. I'm director of an organization called the Literary Renaissance, and I've been hired by New York University to kick off. We're doing a 48-hour music and poetry event in New York next month to kick off a 50-year celebration for the Beat Generation. Now, I work with young people all the time, and I was so glad to hear you say what you said about the heart. And I wonder if you might have some message you could give me that I could pass on to all the young people who will be coming from all over the world to that event to read their poetry and to play their music. Anything at all.
Besides, I think this is what I expressed there. So no particular thing. I did usually inspire some people to their feeling towards our future, humanity's future, rather as a pessimistic. But I do feel that we should be, if our mind made up due to difficulties, due to difficult situation or challenges, to say, if our mind wake up, so there are, I think, means or ability to overcome these problems. So this is my fundamental belief. So you see, whether our future, you see, whether hopeful or negative or much depends on our own mental attitude. So particularly younger generation, you see, they are the key people who will carry the responsibility in that long future. So they keep the determination or optimism. That's key thing. That's very important. So with that kind of attitude, even difficult thing eventually can materialize. If right from the beginning, you see, the pessimistic attitude, even can easily do materialize, then become impossible. So that's my choice, you see. I believe that message.
Thank you, Your Holiness. We have a busy schedule for him, and we must keep on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.